Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Hi, Fred Delson for Community Comment. Today, you cannot get away from hearing about the huge deficit and poor economic condition of the United States of America. Those in power would have you believe that all these problems are the direct result of President George W. Bush and his administration and were inherited when President Obama took over on January 22, 2009. Obama arrived on that date, but the Democrats had taken over both houses of Congress 2 years earlier, on January 3, 2007, the start of the 110th Congress. The Democrat Party controlled a majority in both chambers for the first time since the end of the 103rd Congress in 1995. At that time, under President Bush, the Dow Jones closed at 12,621.77, GDP growth for the previous quarter was 3.5%, and unemployment was at 4.6%. Bush's economic policies had set a record 52 straight months of job growth. January 3, 2007 was also the date that Barney Frank took over the House Financial Services Committee and Chris Dodd took over the Senate Banking Committee. 15 months later, we had an economic meltdown that could have been corrected by the policies from the banking and financial services. A rise in unemployment was the result of the dumping of $5 to $6 trillion of toxic loans on the economy from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Starting in 2001, President Bush asked Congress 17 times to stop Fannie and Freddie due to the financial risk to the economy. President Obama took the third highest payoff from Fannie and Freddie while the Democrat-controlled Congress fought against their reform. The Democrats controlled the budget process from January 2007 through 2011. In that first year, they had to contend with George Bush when he somewhat belatedly got tough on spending increases. In 2009, Pelosi and Reid bypassed Bush entirely, passing continuing resolutions to keep government running until Obama could take office. Then they passed a massive omnibus spending bill to complete the 2009 budgets. Obama was a member of the Congress that passed the massive spending bills. Then, as president, he signed the omnibus bill to complete the 2009 budgets. If the Democrats inherited any deficit at all, it was the 2007 deficits, the last of the Republican budgets, which was the lowest in 5 years, and the fourth straight decline in deficit spending. If Obama inherited anything, he inherited it from his own Democrat senators and representatives, led by Reid and Pelosi, plus Barney Frank, Chris Dodd, Frank Reams, and Jimmy Johnson at Fannie and Freddie. Think about what has transpired, the timelines involved, and the financial future of our country before you cast your vote on November the 6th. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.